we have seen different models promoted by different countries and agencies, including many in the UN, didn't work at the country level because the context matters, because the culture matters, and because the religion matters. So sometimes some of the development approach are not nuanced enough to fit into the specific category and the development challenges of countries. So therefore, if we try to shape the realities on the ground and look into the more into demand as opposed to supply-driven development agenda, South-South cooperation framework enables the countries to look at what worked with other countries, practical examples, practical lessons learned.
Most countries in South-South cooperation are developing countries where patriarchy is still very prevalent. How does UN Women overcome that challenge?
There are elements of culture and religion and civilization and the local practices which may not be in compliance with international human rights standard, which UN stands for, and a lot of the UN normative values we all support. And to promote gender equality, we of course have to robustly link with normative process, but not devoid of the local situation. I'll give you an example. If you want to develop a violence against women program in Afghanistan, you have to factor in the insecurity women face in addition to the local customs and local practices that might not be helpful for women. If you want to develop a violence against program in Fiji or in Papua New Guinea in Pacific, clearly you have to factor into the realities and the challenges and the climate resilience of the Pacific region. So while your intention is good and ending violence against women, if you develop a program in Afghanistan, that will be different than what you will be developing in Pacific, where our core challenges remain the same. Women are not better off, or sometimes they're facing more challenges in addressing violence against women.
Can you give more examples of areas or territories where there has been advancement of gender equality ever since South-South cooperation took place?
There are many examples, but I will leave to one example, which is gender responsive budgeting. This is one of the areas where UN Women is really working cohesively around the world with different sectoral ministries, ministries which are not traditional counterpart, like Ministry of Finance. Now, gender responsive budgeting works well if we adopt a South-South cooperation, because ministries of finance across the world are looking for example and practices from the countries which resonates well with them. So if you try to apply a good practice from US to a country which is post-conflict or conflict-ridden, that may not work well. On gender-responsive budgeting, we have seen that our countries are being extremely open and welcoming when UN Women is offering its technical collaboration and support. How can you really make your budgeting process, your planning process in country more inclusive? How can sectoral allocation really contribute to the gender equality agenda, raise women's economic empowerment, and build the skills and entrepreneurship for women? And how can that become a whole of government approach rather than an approach dominated by Ministry of Women Affairs or Department of Women or Gender Equality? So, because it is essentially an issue of national planning and national budgeting.
What about the groundwork? I'm sure you must have visited many countries and you must have met many marginalized women yourself. What did they tell you?
When I meet rural women on the ground, they say that how can you build the access? How can UN Women and UN add the value in terms of making the process inclusive? Give us a feeling that this is our budget. This is not budget dominated by international financing mechanisms or the sectoral ministries or our urban population or the elites. It becomes a whole of country budget, inclusive, participatory. And then we find our stake in it. And we can tell that the government, to them, government is basically the local elected representative. So we can tell and convey our messages, our despair, our hope to the local representative, that our reflex and our particular needs are not reflected in our budget as opposed to in your budget. So that is a transformational change, creating ownership of the budget in a country.